Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Podcast.
Join us in today's worship service as we
love God,
love people,
and make a difference.
I picked this spot, Charlie, because I felt like there's... I saw the expression of a lot of people, and obviously people were being ministered to. That song that Susan sings.
The blessing.
He's running after you.
His goodness.
His goodness. Yeah. The goodness of God.
Oh, you're talking about goodness of God.
That created what, you know, they call the pregnant pause. Mm-hmm. You know, there was just like this thing going on. And then when Michael opens this up, you know, it starts ministering. I saw the Spirit moving. And then I think, and you guys tell me what you feel, but this part right here, when Naomi starts, dance team responds to that with imagery and art, with the red skirt. What do you call that?
Wasn't a banner, was it? No, billow.
The billow.
Billow.
And then here's my takeaway there. We're in a backdrop of society that's just constantly arguing over, you know, rights and what's right and what's wrong and this and that, and the whole idea of fairness just constantly gets bantered back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then she goes into this, may his favor be upon you for a thousand generations. And then I see people starting to respond to that, because that's when they started coming up.
Yeah.
And it was like, what I got from the Holy Spirit was like, while the world is chasing after fairness, I'm offering you favor. Come and get it.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, it was. It was a people's response. It wasn't manufactured. It was a people's response to what the Spirit of God was doing in their midst. And and there's a lot of different things happened. You know, I got some texts. I got a few phone calls. And also, but it's going to be good to get into it. It really is.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just start here? You know, children, I have children. I told you on the phone, you know, let's talk about, you know, for people that was witnessing it and seeing it, maybe they come from a different tradition, a different faith, a denomination, if you will, not a different faith, but just a different denomination. And they see this imagery and then they see people responding. What happened there? What do you think the Spirit of God is doing? What's going on? And for someone that's not seen that before, what's going on there?
Well, it only takes one to respond with their heart. Yeah. And that becomes very contagious when people have a desperation. It could be anything that's going on in our life. But I know that one lady came up, and that was Mary.
Yeah.
And but she came up with her child. And with that was her heart to contact and encounter God for something.
Yeah.
And the Lord really moved on her by the Spirit to be able to go do that, not promoted by man, no request. Yeah,
there was no invitation given, no, wasn't there?
None whatsoever.
And that's where we're at right now, just so you guys can see. You know, this is, seems like, you know, 70% of the church just started coming. Mm-hmm. Uncompelled. Mm-hmm. Totally invited but not spoken.
Right.
You know.
That's true.
You know, and it just they're coming down and responding to the Spirit and the words,
mm-hmm, right,
of the song.
Well, you're right. We do live in a society that has so much confusion in it, you know, and so many questions that young people have about who they are and who God is, but not just young people, it's all people. Yeah. And one of the things I remember is you know, the Lord saying, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
And that mm-hmm. part of that is cease striving. And it also means let it go. So sometimes we have to let go of what it is that we're warring with and just surrender to him, because he has the answer. He is the answer.
Yeah.
I think that was the beginning of it. But I think, Pastor Charlie, the music set the tone for the atmosphere. Unbeknown to you guys, all you were doing is presenting your heart in worship, you know,
yes.
to the Lord.
Yeah.
And then, but it just started climbing and getting bigger and bigger. And I felt it coming. I just didn't know what it was that the Lord was going to do.
Yeah.
That makes me so thankful. You know, the Spirit of God is always drawing upon our hearts for a response.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for your leadership in this, and the where God has brought Father's Vineyard, is that response may be still and know that I'm God, to bow your head. That response may be to shout unto the Lord.
Yeah.
It may be to dance before the Lord. It may be to hallelujah, to give hallelujahs and praise to God in so many different ways that are all spiritual and all in the Bible. But we have the freedom to do that, which is wonderful to have that, you know, because we can respond to God in the way without ever being judged, without being, hey, you don't do that in this church, or, you know, and I grew up, most of us did grow up Baptist, and
yeah.
wonderful churches, Spirit of God, the Word of God and everything. But sometimes that freedom is not there in some churches.
Yeah.
You know, it could be any kind of church, but
sure.
sometimes the freedom's not there. But we allow that, and it's beautiful.
It is.
So beautiful.
And it wasn't, like I said, you know, I was raised, ironically, I'm probably the only one in here, and I think about it, raised Pentecostal.
Wow.
I came from the Four Square Church and then went into the other denominations later, you know, moving out to help other churches. And the thing I appreciate about Sunday in our church is there is that freedom to express as the Spirit of God moves on. But you can go too far the other way, where some churches might be very restrictive. Other churches are just constantly, you know, let's try to get something going. And this happened by no one man, you know.
No.
You know, not criticizing anything. It was just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so clean, refreshing.
Yeah, it had a purity about it.
Purity.
It really did. It had an innocence and a purity about it. And in the process of it starting, you know, to gain momentum, and you could feel it. I was just asking the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, because I knew something was being done, and that's what I got. You know, I said, just be right still. Just be still. And I knew I shouldn't try to maneuver it by my feelings, but just be part of encountering God.
Right.
In a different way than we're sort of used to. We've had some different moves, some different experiences that we've had. But this encounter was extremely different.
It was.
It was very powerful, because once, you know, I think the first five people that came up were women.
Yeah.
You know, and women carry a real sensitivity to the Spirit of God. They really do. And
sure.
I'm not saying that
yes.
men don't, but they're more responsive quickly to the Spirit more than some men.
Sure.
Most men, I should say. But then one one man came up with his baby. It's Eric.
Yeah.
He came up with his baby, you know, and got under this billow, that, you know, billows that was symbolic of the blood, you know, because we're singing about the blood of the Lord and blood of Jesus. But and then I guess about when he came up, it began to just, instead of trickle, it was more like a pouring.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a flood of people.
Yeah.
You know, just on their own, just with that hunger. I think a lot of people had a hunger to encounter God.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people's temperament sometimes informs the way they express worship. You know, we all have different personality types. I'm not going to mention names because it's irrelevant, but there was a lot of people I saw come up that they're quiet, reserved. They're not expressive in their worship.
Yes,
you know,
I noticed that too.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when you see that, it's like,
yeah.
God's doing something.
Yes. Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah. I think that's the freedom that we, you know, that we have and that we get to experience. You know, I thought about the scripture that says, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you know, there's liberty.
Yeah.
You know, not in a wild way, but it was just I would say just like a soaking,
yes,
so to speak, when it first started, you know, and it was just like, man, you know, and then you open your eyes and the altar's full of people,
yeah,
you know, and it was just awesome, yes, you know, to see how God was moving on different ones. And, you know, and you see some of the new members,
yeah,
you know, they from different backgrounds and they were engaging,
yeah,
you know, and worshiping God, you know, not hindrance or anything, just worshiping God. You know, and I think for as our church, you know, that's what I love about the freedom that we have, yeah, that you don't have to worship like somebody else. Just be who you are in Christ, you know, and you know, the music is just like Pastor Terry was saying, just set the tone, that the freedom that we could just engage God, you yeah know, and just the realness of it is what I really appreciated so much. It was just I think we were just, to me, you know, when I look at it and ponder on it and just think on it, I think it's a combination of what Pastor Terry has been teaching on Wednesday nights,
yes,
Charlie with the worship team, and then preaching on Sunday about being led by the Spirit,
yeah,
the gifts of the Spirits on Wednesday yeah night. So I think God just kindly manifested himself with the word, you know, what the yeah word had been preached, now I'm a demonstrated, you
yeah
know, sort
yes
of, you yeah know, it's a demonstration of what had been spoken, you know, and I said, my God, you know, and it was just good, brother.
It was. It was so, it was light.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was like, you could literally feel burdens.
Yeah.
Coming
you know,
on.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, too, you know, is, you know, that God's love was so rich, you know, the word, you know, words begin to drop in your spirit that you wasn't even thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, and I know for myself, you know, God just spoke in my spirit. My spirit was just, the word came shame. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not ashamed. You know, and I started worshiping. It came again, shame, you know, and had no idea. But I just felt to release that, you know, to the congregation. And God touched people's lives that was really dealing with shame.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and really, you know, and it was just a manifestation of God is saying, I love you and I want you to be free. You don't have to be shamed. You know, I can take care of that for you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing that really just blessed me, just to see how God was speaking through different ones, you know, and it wasn't, you know, like one particular person, but it was just a lot of people that was just sharing what God was speaking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that was just, to me, that was just a blessing, just to see the manifestation or the demonstration of God's presence,
yeah,
you know, housed by his people.
And the maturity in the response.
Yeah.
You know, God's moved at our church multiple times over the years.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, we've responded differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a maturation there that is... shouldn't be taken lightly.
Oh, no. Don't take it for
granted.
You
just don't get that. I'm telling you, yeah, to be able to have the intoxicating presence of the Holy Spirit and then have the maturation in the body
right
to withstand
yeah
the shot that you've just been given. I mean, I don't mean to be, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to enjoy that and it not go, you know, in places that, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, true.
The thing is about freedom, freedom can be messy.
Yes.
It really can. And that's what everybody says we want the freedom, but sometimes we don't allow the freedom because we're
scared of the mess.
Scared of the mess. And yeah, then
true,
it means that we... at times we may have to go back and clean something up, but that's my life. I mean, because my life of being in Christ, I don't do everything right.
And I
make a mess sometimes out of trying to do the right thing, but you, mm-hmm. you get taught by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, and a lot of times through others, you know, that can come along beside you and help you along the way, you know, and not, but we're being, see, the Bible says we're not, we are being perfected.
Yes, yes.
And we're still being.
We haven't arrived. You know,
so even even with the maturity that we do see, we still got growth to experience. But and I think God honors that if we just pursue Him, and not have to worry about, okay, what do I have to do with this? You know, best thing we can do is just surrender and let Him do what He wants to do. And that being not left to any whim, you know, but just something that, okay, I really sense the Spirit of God. But like when it started, I didn't know what was about to happen, but I knew something was going to happen.
You felt that pregnant pause, like it really something was. Is about to take off in here.
But see, you do it when you're in it for a little while and you learn, and that is a learning trail. You know? It's a learning thing. When you learn, okay, to be still and just wait, learn to wait, wait a little bit and see what the Lord wants to do with it. But but that's not trying to manipulate God and try to get Him to do anything, you know, because like I said, we mentioned it Sunday that man makes his plans, but God orders his steps. So we have to allow Him to rearrange things and order out.
On the fly.
On the fly.
On the fly.
Wait a minute. This ain't on the charts, Charlie. That's
right. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And liberty makes room for growth.
Yes.
We may not get it right every time, but we will learn. And if you quench liberty, then the learning is quenched.
But it's being okay with being not okay.
Right.
Because sometimes I know I can mess. Put me in behind the pulpit and a microphone. I'll mess things up in a heartbeat quicker than anybody in here.
I understand that.
But
it's not easy.
Well, but you got to be okay with learning.
You got to be okay with
correction.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of our usher security team guys, I was asking him before the service, I said, "How are you today?" And he said, "I'm okay." And I said, "Why are you just okay?" He said, "Well, you know how things are, you know," he said, "in business and stuff." He said, I'm just okay." And I said, "Well, I'm praying that you be better than okay." And that was before the service ever started. And that, matter of fact, he came up during that time, led, and he's not one of those that's out front people.
Right.
He's sort of behind the scenes. But he came up to encounter God in a way that he was wanting from God, whatever God had for him. But he turned and was headed back to his seat. And he tapped me on the shoulder or arm and said, "The blood fixes okay." That's exactly what he said. Because he had experienced and had that encounter that he was okay. Now he's a lot better. And God changes things. He changes us, and that's how He changes things.
Yes.
I tell you, talking about being okay with missing things. One of the things I greatly appreciate about your leadership and your direction to all of us is you walk out there by faith and say, "I feel like God's telling me this." And then, okay. And then you find out later, God was telling you that. So why don't you share that?
Yeah, in that situation, you know, that I was really just communing with the Lord, and this name came up in my spirit, and I didn't hear it audibly, but I heard it on the inside of me. You know, I got something to say to Joan, and so I said, "Okay, I'll be obedient." And so got up and I said, "Is there a Joan present with us today? Are you here today?" And I looked around and no one responded, and no one raised a hand and anything. And I said, "Okay." I said, "Then I must have missed God." And I said, "And that's all right." I said, I miss Him sometimes, and sometimes I get it right. But that's all part of my growing, my growing and responding to what the Spirit, what I believe the Spirit of God is doing. So we tell the people, okay, that's fine, but that's part of my growth. And it's perfectly okay. I want to grow. No, I want to grow more.
Absolutely.
I want to do more, but I don't get it right every time.
And don't feel like you have to.
And don't feel like I have to.
That's
and
right.
It's okay if I'm not perfect in what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know, because we follow him in part. We prophesy
see
in part.
See in part, hear in part.
Yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, the service is over, and I'm speaking to a few people up front, and then up comes this lady, and she says, Pastor, I'm sorry. And I said, why are you sorry? And then she said, I want to ask you to forgive me. And I said, what do you need forgiveness for? She said, I'm Joan.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Well, that's a handy piece of information.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're about 30 minutes late.
Yeah. I'm saying to myself, well, why didn't you say something?
Luckily,
you
know, the stoning committee was slow that day.
Yeah. But she's, I'm Joan. It's Joan on my driver's license. And I don't go by Joan, but Joan is my name. And I said, oh, great, because I had something from the Lord for her, but actually somebody had pulled her away right in our discussion, and she was distracted and went on. But I told her it was fine. I forgive her. It's fine. Everything was fine. But I still didn't give her the word, you know, that I had, you know, that. But anyway, later on that afternoon, we were having lunch with a couple of friends and from the church, and they were telling, one of them was telling me about, they went to someone and was sharing what they felt like the Lord was telling them to tell this person. And she said, you know, that don't be discouraged, and you have to start moving. You can't be still. You got to go quit. You got to keep going. But then she didn't. Then I said, "Who was that?" You know, and then she told me who it was, and it was Joan. So it was one of those things that now I didn't know this lady's name was Joan. She goes by something else, but I didn't know her name was Joan, and neither did she, you know, the other person. And then I said, you know, that's just like God. When God wants you to get a word,
what was the word the same?
The word was the same. It wasn't word for word, but I had a question. It said, what are you holding back for? That's the question that God wanted. What are you holding back for? Why are you holding back? Mm-hmm. And that was what the, don't quit. Don't stop. Keep going. You
don't
got to
hold
move.
Back.
Go forward. Move forward. Keep, you know, step out, you know. But I was just amazed by that God's love for this person, even though they were a little bit embarrassed to identify themselves and be called out in the middle of the service, but she got the word from another person, but she still got that word that same day, and she got it late after she came up and told me she was Joan, you know, and later on, just a few minutes later, is when she got that word, you know. So the Lord, it's really not about, well, I need to give that word. No, we just need to let God do what he wants to do.
Amen.
And in the process of that, it taught me too, you know, that it's okay. Because it's not about me. It's not about me having something.
Right.
It's about being willing to be used of God. And sometimes we feel like this is the way to do it. But he turns it a little bit, even though I did hear and I did give it. Mm-hmm. But it looked like I just missed it totally, you know. But you know, I'm good in that, because even when I don't get it, I learn.
Yeah.
And this whole thing is about learning how to.
Well, think about what it's done for that lady in the fact the way God did it. Because now I'm just thinking, here's someone that's going to walk away and say, God thought enough about me that he caused the man of God up there to call out my name and got my attention. And then, before I was able to get the word, someone else gave me the word.
Yes.
And then come to find out, it was the same word he wanted. So now it's not by one man, because that person can't walk away and say, well, that's just the pastor. He's paid to be nice. I got,
right.
You know,
yeah.
They've got to know, mm-hmm, God's got something for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you look at that too, you know, it's is when you said that, I just thought about body ministry. Mm. You know, how God uses his body. You know, here's our pastor giving the word. And by the way, it was a lady told me to tell you that it might have been one in the live screening. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah.
But just the body ministry that was taking off that day. I mean, it was just awesome.
It was.
You know, like you say, here's pastor giving the word, then somebody else give the same word, not in word for word, but sort of in the same percentage.
What's that passage that says one man plants, another man waters?
Yeah.
God brings the increase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just do your thing.
Yeah.
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 That was awesome, Charlie. So, Charlie, what did you know? Did you have any inkling when you were putting the list together for Sunday that something was on it?
You know, I kind of just do the Barack thing. Yeah, I pause and I just say, Lord, order my steps. I'm not smart enough, or I've got some musical ability that you gave me, but it takes so much more than musical ability.
Oh, yeah.
And I just pause and say, Lord, show me the songs that you want to be done this week and that will build up the body in Christ to honor you, to give place for you, for your spirit to come. I had no idea, though. You know, in the midst of all that, that's what I pray for and hope for. But I learned a long time ago, you can't manufacture a move of God. We can't do it. No matter how talented or whatever we are, we can't do it. And if we were doing it and trying to build up emotional response or anything, it doesn't take but about three Sundays, and the people will become disillusioned and burned out.
Yeah.
So it has to be God. So it's just a matter of stepping out and trusting, and then when you humble yourself, you begin to see that God is doing something. Mm. And I'm amazed every Sunday at the goodness and the grace of God. And I'm so thankful for the pastor and Pastor John and you and the whole team that we have there, because we do allow each person to grow.
Yeah.
And it's okay if we don't get it right. We're not judged, right. You know, because there's been plenty of times I go leave a Sunday. Well, I must have just missed it. Then I realize it's not on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just be diligent to do the things that the Lord's taught me to do and try to do my best. And God has it from that point on.
I tell you, for some time, the worship team is just the anointing on the team. It's just...
Mm-hmm. And you know what that is? It's God has raised up a group of people, and it's not just the worship team. It's really the whole church, the staff, the elders, the teachers that really depend upon the Lord, and they walk with God, and they walk in humility, and a big one, they walk in unity.
Yeah.
That team is so kind and so good-hearted. They don't have any egos attached to what they're doing, and it took a lot of years to get there. We've been through seasons where, probably a season where maybe I had ego or whatever that wasn't developed properly yet or completely, but still on my journey. But
but there's
always will be.
You know, we're not saying we arrive, but we are saying we appreciate what God has done thus far.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm not arrived, but thank God I'm not where I was.
That's, yeah, it's like yada, thank God for what you've done. You know, the Hebrew word yada is to give thanks to God for what he has already done. And todah is to extend your hands and to thank God for what he's going to do. It's all Jesus. It's all about him.
Yeah.
And we're designed that way. He co-labors with us. That's a revelation that after all these years, I've come to realize that he's doing this with me.
Mm.
You know, he's working with each of us. And and back to liberty. Step into that liberty and that freedom that we have in Christ. Realize we're not perfect. And let God do it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But it is so beautiful. It's such
a beautiful expression
thing.
Of the kingdom of God.
It is.
To watch our worship team, because you are a very talented musician and very gifted. But then you give space for other people to carry the message, to sing and lead. And it's an expression of that body ministry. What happened Sunday with the pastor saying, I got a word for this specific person, and then someone else planting the word.
Yes.
Is what's happening on the praise team. You might open a song, and then this person will come and do, and then this person will do. And it's just like we have five or six worship leaders
absolutely
up there at any given time
right.
can bring the heat.
That's the heart of the Lord.
You got the bullpen starting the game off. You don't even call.
That's right.
Yeah, I think, too, that to answer some of this, too, the transition and what we've had over the years, and I noticed the increase of God's presence in and upon them.
Yeah.
And the anointing is bigger. Yeah. But he provides the anointing.
He really does. Yeah.
But he places it upon hearts that have transitioned from performers to worshipers.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's what the Father said. Jesus said the Father is looking for true, not just worshipers. He's looking for true worshipers.
Yes.
And that's who the Father is. And I see that's what the team, that you've allowed the Lord to bring y'all to the place of growth and becoming one. And the Lord pours out upon that because you're asking for that, because y'all approach it with such humility, you know, and not trying to get anybody to pat you on the back or
no.
It's nothing that we did, but you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
With that, there's one other group I'd like to mention that has been, they usually get hidden a lot of times, is our intercessors.
Yes,
we have a group of intercessors that pray every Sunday morning, and they're faithful in doing that, and they've been doing that for years and years. And, but they constantly are asking the Lord for whatever He wants to do. You know, bring what He wants, and move through the worship team, and move through the speakers, and move through the teachers, and the workers, and the ushers, and they really cry out to God for that, and I am grateful to have that group of people.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of in the background, you know, but that's part of the foundational pieces that I think that God builds upon, you know, to be able to give us what He wants to give us and do what He wants to do in our
Amen.
Midst.
Amen. That's right.
I agree. Well, it was a special Sunday.
It really was.
Definitely.
Special Sunday.
Absolutely. And it's not like, okay, let's do it again next week. Can't.
No.
We didn't do this one.
It's not us.
So it's not like, we don't know why we did this
time. I don't even know where the, you know, if it had a button, I don't know where the start button is. You know?
No. So,
but once again, I don't know what it'd be like Sunday, but we're not, all we want is Him.
Yeah, that's
know?
Right.
And whatever He wants to do for that day. I got text messages, phone calls, emails from different people that were there, that experienced and encountered God. And some had burdens that were lifted, and they walked away knowing they were free. Some had gotten delivered and knew, not just said, you know, I just had a feeling. No, I knew down deep in my heart that I'm delivered. Yeah. And had people that were healed, you know, people that were encouraged And I know you sort of had to be there to be able to capture some of the essence, but we had people
online.
We had people online that were looking at some of our members, and some of them were not, but we heard from them that they're so grateful that they experienced that even online.
Yeah.
And some of them are members that go to our church that's from different denominations as well, but they, and matter of fact, one of our members wasn't able to come because of a knee issue. They wasn't able to walk good, and they watched it online. And his response, and this is a man. His response was my eyes couldn't stop leaking. I just kept crying and crying over the fact of God's presence. And he entered. He was able to tangibly touch into that, you know, get into that presence just by watching it, because he knows the heart of the church.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's resonating with it because he's part of it.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we had so many people that, like I said, you didn't know what all God was doing, but then you hear these things a little bit later, you know, that God did this and God did this. And it was just a lot of things that God was saying, I'm here. I'm here for you. You know, I'm your answer to everything.
Yeah,
you know, and he was imparting his presence to a lot of people.
Well, I was on the treadmill yesterday, and Randy, our IT guy, media guy, sends me a text and goes, and when he has technical questions about the podcast and producing it and getting it out, And any editing questions, he'll send me a thing. He goes, well, what about Sunday service?
About Sunday.
Because I don't know where to start and stop. And I was like, yeah, good luck with that.
That's right. What can you say?
I said, talk to Pastor Terry. And so I was talking to Gina this morning, and we were talking about different things. And I was like, and I told her about that. And I was like, it reminds me of the importance of baptism. You know, our understanding of baptism is to be totally submerged into this experience. And, you know, I'm a podcaster. You guys know this. I love online. That's my world. That's my space. But the most effective thing I've ever done is some of these things I've done in person, because there's just no replacing being submerged in a presence in a room of what's going on. And Sunday was just so thick. I was like, we really ought to just talk about it.
Well, I think it was a great idea. I appreciate your gifting in it. I really do.
Amen.
Well,
I
just felt like we people maybe get some value out of us not beating our chest or anything, but just celebrating what God is doing in our midst. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been really good to us.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
And we don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And we celebrate it. And like you said, you can't manufacture it.
No.
But you can enjoy it when those Kairos moments where we have the opportunity to change the way we are thinking so that times are refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what the Bible says. The times of refreshing comes from the presence of God.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. So we don't want just to have a service per se of this is everything that's in order. And but we always leave the door for the plans that we made to be altered by His presence and be altered by what the Spirit wants to do that day. And it doesn't mean it's chaotic.
No,
you know, it can be if flesh is present, you know. But that's the reason you have to. And I'm reminded when I say that, I'm reminded of in Proverbs 14, it talks about where there is no oxen, the manger or the stall is clean, but there is strength for increase that's in the oxen.
Yes.
You know, so when you have freedom, it's going to be a messy. It's going to have some mess from time to time, and you have to go clean that up.
Sure.
So if you want to keep everything clean without a mess, then you have to do away with the oxen.
Yeah.
But oxen is where the harvest comes from. Mm-hmm. Their strength to be able to have harvest, you know. So I can clean up a mess a whole lot better than I can start something that God, I want God to do, and it's manufactured from me.
Yeah,
you know. So it just can't come from a manufactured thing, because everything that we try to produce, we have to keep pumped up.
Yes.
You know,
that's a good point.
We have to make it, we have to keep it.
Yeah, because we see it at a certain goal, then we want to let that result come to pass, so we have to keep pumping. I can't let this die. I gotta pump it up. But see, when God does it, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you're just free to say, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to have that freedom to be able to let a mess happen. Let something, and when we say that thing about mess, it's like, okay, a mistake was done, or something was said, or something was done that really wasn't God at that moment.
Right.
You just have to address it, help them, and help the congregation, and understand where do we go from here.
And we don't run from it. We don't sweep it under the rug. No, we say, hey, that's a foul.
Yeah. And it's right.
Flag on the play.
And you have to go sit down.
Let's go look at the replay. You see right here.
Yeah. No.
So, but we have such a desire for the harvest to come, you know, so you can do away with the oxen, but there won't be a harvest because there's no strength to be able to maintain it or to gather it in.
That's right.
That he says, we're the gatherers of the harvest. You know, we're laborers in the harvest. So we have to allow that freedom to be able to come, you know, and happen, and just make the adjustments as we go.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's good.
That's really good.
Very good.
We can butcher the ox, but then we ain't got no power, no strength.
Right.
But the stall's clean.
Or we can have the ox and say, there's no mess here. I don't know what you smell. It smells great to me.
I just ignore it. Yeah.
The balance is in saying, yeah, we got strength, yeah, but sometimes there's a cleanup job to do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But see, that's growth.
Yeah.
Because perfection is learning from what you do wrong. You know, and making the correction.
Yeah,
you know, because and we can't criticize people. Oh, you missed this, so you have to be, there's no punishment in it. Nah. It's just okay. We're learning,
and it creates an environment that you never try.
Yeah,
you never speak. If I'm going to get punished in the environment every time I try to do something, mm-hmm, if Charlie looks at me and says, "All right, Wilson, take a solo," and then I flub it up, and he never gives me an opportunity again, then I'm just, I'll never learn.
Stops creativity.
It does. Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful.
And
it
growth. It is so beautiful. Yeah. And growth. It'll stop people's growth. Yeah. You know, because, and it's really, that's the reason, you know, Paul addressed some things that was going on in the church in Corinth, you know, that, you know, was a little messy. And he said, okay, this is how we do it. Let me make some correction here. This is how we do this. He didn't push him aside and, you know, and no, he didn't shame them or any of that thing, but he brought a correction to them in a very humble way, you know, and a good way for them to be able to learn and do it this way.
Right.
That's the decency in an order. But see, decency in an order is not control.
Right.
See, sometimes that's translated into control. I'm going to take care of this. No, I'm not going to let you do it. I got this. Well, this is the decent and in order. You know, but a lot of times we try to control that, and this doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. All right, round the horn, and we'll wrap it up. One word. Give me one word. What's your one word takeaway from Sunday? One word.
Presence of the Holy Spirit moving.
One word.
That's one thought. Let me say one thought. One thought. Just one thought. Just one sentence. One sentence. Word. I'm asking pastors to be to exercise brevity.
That's amazing.
Charlie, turn with me to the book of. I got your word. All right, Bishop. One thought. What's your one takeaway from this past Sunday? If you had to encapsulate it,
the excellence of God, just His presence.
Yeah.
You know, not being manufactured, not being pumped up. It's just spontaneous. God's presence.
God's presence, spontaneous.
Yeah.
Excellence in His.
Yeah.
I love it. Captain.
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
Got it in one word.
Good job. He's always been an overachiever.
They sometimes tell me, you got too many words. He wanted one, so I gave him one. Yeah, spontaneity. And that's the of the Spirit of God being so rich in the atmosphere, that is so tangible, that people just responded without having a call given to them by man. It was a call of the Lord.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. Thank you for joining us today at Father's Vineyard. If we could ever be of service to you, help, pray, believe with you in any way, connect with us online at fathersvineyard.org. God bless.